This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Some optimism for dairy producers in the coming year. Today we're joined by Peter Vitaliano, VP of Economic Policy and Market Research with the National Milk Producers Federation. Peter, thanks for joining us. You've been looking at the latest USDA reports and dairy margins and the futures markets. What's your read for the economic future of U.S. dairy farmers?
The bottom line is that next year is going to be looking somewhat better for dairy farmers than 2023. Now, 2023 was a pretty low bar in terms of conditions for dairy farmers. I and the decision tool are looking for at least a dollar increase in the all milk price, average U.S. price that dairy farmers receive for their milk. And the futures have been indicating things are going to look better for both milk prices and feed costs for some time. Lately, they've been getting better, you know, as the weeks go on. So the outlook is brightening. It's still not yet to the point where farmers are going to be able to fully recover from the financial shocks they've received in the last couple of years. In terms of the milk price, USDA in its monthly WASDE reports is lagging a little bit. They're looking currently for about a 50 cent per hundredweight improvement over last year in the milk price. They're raising their forecasts each month, but they're lagging behind what the futures are indicating. On the feed cost side of things, I'm about 30 cents a hundredweight different from the decision tool, but both of us are looking at least a $3 per hundredweight milk drop in the feed costs as defined by the dairy margin coverage feed cost formula. And you put that all together in terms of what the futures are indicating, at least a $4 per hundredweight of milk improvement in the DMC margin. The decision tool is a little more optimistic at the moment, looking at about $4.50. And I think that's going to continue to improve. Milk prices have been coming up. The feed costs are clearly indicating that feed is going to be less expensive this coming year. Again, that's still not enough to fully recover, but I think we're going to see some signs of the recovery. One of the key signs that I'm following to show that things are really, really tough out there on the dairy farm is in the country. U.S. total milk production has been stagnant for 2 years now, and USDA is still forecasting another year this year in which milk production is going to grow hardly at all. To put that into perspective, USDA's current forecast for milk production this year, 2024, is showing the smallest percentage increase over a three-year span, 21 calendar year to this coming year, calendar year 24, the lowest growth over a three-year span since 1989. And if they lowered their forecast for this year's production a little bit more, it's going to be the lowest over a three-year span since 1975. That's obviously been driven by very, very tough financial circumstance on the dairy farm. But I think we're certainly going to see an improvement in the financial outlook this year. And that's probably going to start lifting milk production a little bit more. But that tight milk production has helped keep prices better than they would have been otherwise, because demand has been pretty soft. We're down on exports after two record years, and the food service sector is still a little bit weak in terms of generating growth in demand for U.S. milk production and dairy products.
So you're seeing a little bit better outlook for dairy farmers, but still that DMC, dairy margin coverage program, is still a necessity, I would think.
It's a necessity, but it because it involves direct payments to dairy farmers, inevitably there are size limitations on that. And so currently the DMC is really fully beneficial for farms up to 5 million pounds of production per year. That limit is, in terms of farm size, that is well below even the average dairy farm in the country. The average size dairy farm has been going up rapidly. It's now about well over 300 cows, and the 5 million pound cap on the DMC program is much less than that.
We see bigger dairy operations, as you say, but we're also seeing less milk production. Seems like every year for the past decades, the monthly milk production is always up, but that's changed recently.
In terms of milk production, you're right. Normally, we can count on 1% to 2% production growth per year. Going back to the current USDA milk production forecast for this coming year, compared to 3 years ago. They're looking at if you adjust for the fact that this year is a leap year, half an extra, and you need to deflate for that to make comparisons to non-leap years, they're looking at only 0.6% increase over 3 years on a leap year adjusted basis. 3 years. That would have been low for a single year, most years. What's happened is that over the last 10 years, many, many years were low price and low margin years, and producers kept bumping up their milk production consistently faster than total demand would allow. And that kept prices and margins rather low. And it was in the middle of 2021. You can see it graphically if you just chart milk production growth. It's like that growth kept persistently exceeding demand, just kind of collapsed. And we've had very, very little growth since about the middle of 2021, even though, you know, 2022, we had record high milk prices. We had such high feed costs that it only resulted in so-so margins. But the average DMC margin in 2021 and last year, 2023, were both extremely low, $6.70 to $6.90. That is too low to generate anything but stress on farms of pretty much all sizes. Again, we're looking at this year being some relief, but not a full recovery so far.
We hear a lot about milk production expenses being a big factor in dairy farmers' bottom line. Have you heard anything about AI or new technology that will help to curtail that?
Well, dairy, like all of agriculture, has been a case study in the improvements in technology, lowering costs and improving productivity. Agriculture is kind of unique in that way. I mean, if you look at yield, increased yields of crops per acre, increased productivity per animal for, you know, milk production per cow. You're seeing those kinds of things, the improvements that cannot, you can't reach that with you know, costs of most businesses like energy costs or transportation costs and the like. So agriculture is very unique in that ag production has that biological basis. It can reach improvements. How much AI is going to be able to contribute to that? Because the big improvements in productivity and labor saving in agriculture has come from the biology of the production, you know, improved production per animal, improved yields per acre. How much, and a lot of times that's been due to increases in genomics, you know, genetic improvement. Used to be, you know, you had to do generations of plant breeding to improve productivity. Now we can do direct gene editing and the like to seek improvements. Again, whether or not AI is going to generate those sorts of things, we're going to be seeing AI making huge improvements in a lot of what are considered probably some of the white collar occupations, research, writing, things of that sort. How much it's going to really benefit agriculture is unclear at the moment from my admittedly limited understanding. But again, agriculture has that huge advantage in that its basic business is based on biology of animals and plants. You know, that means that through genetic advances and things of that sort, particularly the newer, you know, genetic editing and the like, improvements can be almost unlimited. We had in the recent federal order modernization hearing, we had an animal dairy scientist from Cornell testify on our behalf for one of our issues in terms of what's the outlook for continued increases in component tests of dairy cows, including Holsteins. And he said basically he sees almost no limit on how much the, you know, percent of butterfat in milk and non-fat solids in milk can continue to improve. And it's been improving rapidly over the last 10 years. So the improvements in just the biological productivity of dairy is going to continue. How AI contributes to that, it will, but how significantly compared to sort of the biological improvements, that's going to be an open question. You go back as far as you can go in human history, and every year seems to be marked some kind of improvement. There's sometimes steps backward, but generally every year brings new surprises and new productivities.
And as we wrap things up, Peter, you had mentioned that there's some evidence that we may be seeing some improvement in U.S. dairy exports.
We're, you know, following two record years. Exports last year in 2023 were down somewhat, and that didn't help. But if you look at the quarter-to-quarter, what happened last year, we started out, the first quarter last year was really strong. Then things kind of fell apart in the second and third quarters, but they were improving by the fourth quarter. So things are looking a little bit better domestically. On the export side, domestically, food service is kind of the key right now.
That's Peter Vitaliano, Vice President of Economic Policy and Market Research with the National Milk Producers Federation. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.